This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can dial toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in our studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
So, let's see. Coming up here tonight, we got all kinds of things we can talk about. We've already discussed the fall of communism and the Venezuelan money disaster that is happening there. Will, you had some comments that you wanted to share about, and I forget where you told me it was coming from, what conversation sparked this in you, but the question of leadership versus masters, and that some people conflate the two ideas together was a surprise to me, but apparently some people do think it's the same thing, to choose a leader, and then that person becomes your master. I don't get it, but then again, I don't think like that. You know, to me, leadership is just a trait that people can cultivate and they can show towards others. And if you have a leader that you've chosen for yourself, and that leader starts to go off in a direction that you don't support, then you're a fool if you continue to, you know, follow that person down some sort of dangerous path. You know. So to me, a leader is never a master, and a master is not a leader. A master is somebody who controls you without your consent. A master is the equivalent of, you know, a slave
owner. What about a Jedi master?
Well, that would be a different kind of master, right? Like, that would be a master that you would follow voluntarily. That's a master of a technique, of
yes.
a discipline,
yes.
right? So what was it that sparked you wanting to talk about that? I know
there was a quote that if my laptop wasn't on the fritz right now and totally not responding to anything by Octavius Bunter that had actually
How do you spell that, Bunter?
Octavia, and then I think it's B-U-N-T-E-R.
All right.
But he was talking about leadership and basically saying that, you know, if you choose leaders with these negative traits, then you are choosing these negative things that go along with that. And a friend of mine responded, why have leaders at all? No kings, no masters.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, there's like this false conflation among some libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists that to be a leader requires you to have some type of centralized control. You know, like the quote from...
This guy's a libertarian who said this?
Yes.
I tried to pull up Octavia Bunter and I couldn't find anything, so I don't know.
Well, hopefully I don't know what happened with...
Well, if you get it pulled up, I would be interested.
Because it just went kaput for just a second there, and all of a sudden my mouse didn't work, so...
Yeah, so this Octavius guy is a libertarian, is what you're saying?
The gentleman who had responded to me posting this quote by him...
Is this like an old quote, or is this guy still kicking?
Yeah, it's an old quote. Okay. I don't think he's alive now. A very, very long time ago.
Got it.
Let's see here. Anyway, but yeah, so basically there seems to be this false conflation with some anarchists and libertarians that in order to have leadership, you are required to have some kind of centralized, violent control of said leadership. And, you know, to me, it's
That's totally the opposite of what a leader is supposed to be.
Exactly. And, you know, like, here it is. It's Octavia Butler. It's from the Parable of the Talents. It says, choose your leaders with wisdom and forethought. To be led by a coward is to be controlled by all that the coward fears. To be led by a fool is to be led by the opportunists who control the fool. To be led by a thief is to offer up your most precious treasures to be stolen. To be led by a liar is to ask to be told lies. To be led by a tyrant is to sell yourself and those that you love into slavery.
Well, this is why, you know, I always am amused when the news media refers to politicians as leaders. It's like, who would want to follow these people? These people are some of the most immoral, scum of the earth individuals out there. And the reason why they're where they are is because they can't lead anything. They can't actually, you know, have success in the marketplace. They are losers. And so that, but yet they are very brilliant manipulators of other human beings. And they are all those things you just mentioned. They're thieves, they're liars, they're, you know, scum. And why anybody would think about them as leadership, I just don't understand. It is must be that conflating between the halls of power, between powerful positions and the idea of leadership. It's not at all one and the same thing. A leader is somebody who goes first. The politician
inspires people.
Yeah. A politician is somebody who cowers behind and orders others to go and do their bidding.
Well, even when you see, like, the war stories from back in the day, like, if you watch Band of Brothers, you know, what you have the conflation of two leaders in the same battle. You have the one that no one, like, they wouldn't follow this guy into a puddle. They just, they don't, he's completely aloof. They, you can tell that he's using them as a stepping stone. He has no courage. He is not worth following. And he, in a pinch, he falls to pieces and is absolutely useless and gets a bunch of people killed. Then you have the other guy who literally runs directly into the line of fire so insanely that even the Germans stop firing to look at him like they don't even believe that this is happening. And then the guy, he meets up with the other platoon on the other side of the town, and then this fool turns around and runs back. Those people would follow him into hell, and they openly said so. So, but he didn't have to hit them over the head to make them follow him.
They followed him
because he was courageous.
Right.
He was willing to literally show them how to die with courage, if that's what it took.
He led from the front. He demonstrated a superior example.
That's right. What was it Robert the Bruce said in Braveheart? Men don't follow ranks and title, they follow courage. Men don't follow governments because they want to.
They're afraid.
They do so out of fear.
I just looked up this Octavia Butler person. She's got some great quotes. She actually only passed away in 2006. She's an African American science fiction writer, and she's got some fantastic quotes.
Right on. So, leadership is an important thing. It is something that is chosen voluntarily every time. If you've chosen a leader for yourself, you're choosing that person for whatever individual reasons you value their leadership. For whatever reason, you're new at the thing. You don't know your way around. Whether it's, you know, at a job or in some other kind of activist circumstance or whatever situation, you don't know the ground. You don't know the territory. The leader does. They're going to show you around. They're going to show you the way. And, of course, a lot of times the student becomes the master, so to speak, and eventually you don't need that leader anymore.
If you have good leaders, the student becomes the master because the master does not want.
And in this case, we're talking about mastery. Yeah. Not
the master doesn't view themselves as a master in that like
control.
Hold people down, control people type of way. If you have someone who like they are an expert in a field, but they don't want you to know as much as they do, like a trumpet player who's afraid to let you watch him play chord progressions,
you might replace him someday.
That's not the kind of person you want to learn from.
Right.
You don't want to learn from someone who's literally going to hold. You want someone who, when you do good, they want you to be better than them.
Yeah.
They want you to replace them. That is leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful. What else can we add to this?
Well, it's in leadership in professional life. You always want to, the number one job as a business leader is to be training your replacement.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If you want to join us, your comments on leadership or masters, you're certainly welcome to get on the lines here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And leadership is a tough thing to do. You know, it can be a little bit taxing, you know, because if people are looking up to you for that role and, you know, you drop the ball, leaders are not perfect. They're human beings. They're going to screw things up. And, of course, obviously people are free to go under a leadership situation as opposed to a master situation. The followers are free to go at any time, and you should go if you're the person you've chosen as your leader is starting to show some signs of maybe not knowing what they're talking about or making way too many mistakes, or for whatever reason you're uncomfortable, make yourself the new leader or find somebody else that you trust. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom, free talk live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You are invited here if you want to join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
How'd you like to help build a better financial system for everyone? Well, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, and fees are low and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you can find out why. So whether you want to talk about leadership or masters, communism, at the very beginning of the show, we talked about the fall of the communist Russia back in 30 years ago, basically. 30 years, what, yesterday?
Yeah.
And, Will,
the
you
last
actually...
flag was taken down at night, December 26th, 1991.
I know that there was another aspect of what's happening in the United States that you kind of wanted to tie in, which is to say that the IRS is apparently targeting cryptocurrency again. What's
yes.
going on?
Yes. Says here... IRS, I'm reading from Dowbit.com. It's a crypto website that I like to go to. It says here, IRS slams the door on like-kind cryptocurrency swaps.
Hmm.
So if you are a trader, listen up close. Beginning in 2018, swapping one cryptocurrency for another will now become a taxable event.
What?
As expected, U.S. President Donald Trump signed the new tax bill reform into law on Friday, marking the first major revamp in over 30 years. Cryptocurrency investors will no longer be able to defer their tax payments in so-called like-kind exchanges. U.S. Tax Code amends IRC Section 1031A1 regarding property swaps, excluding all cryptocurrencies from a former loophole. Investors will now have to declare their income from trades. Like-kind exchanges allow...
How the hell do you determine that? I don't know what that is. Sorry about that. How do you determine what your income is? I mean, it's not dollars that you're getting.
Well, if you're doing those swaps on an exchange like Coinbase that's happy to share your personal information with the federal government, then that's how they find out.
And they can measure the gain, and at the time you do that like-kind swap,
yeah.
they measure the gain and get the conversion rate of what you're selling or buying in U.S. dollars, and that's the U.S. dollar gain.
Yep. It says like-kind exchanges will allow business owners...
Like-kind... But I'm not gaining dollars.
Well, you do when you convert it back to dollars.
But I might never.
Doesn't matter now.
Which is actually, this actually happened, this thing passed?
Yeah. Trump signed it into law.
But it's not
all
just
all you Trumpkins out there, thanks a lot.
It applies to all property other than, quote, real property, which means real estate.
Okay.
So there's lots of other like-kind exchanges that happen out there that are not real estate.
I see. Okay.
So
since here, many taxpayers use 1031 exchanges to swap property such as real estate or livestock without triggering a tax event. While it has never been clear whether cryptocurrency swaps qualified as a like-kind exchange, the IRS has considered cryptocurrency as property since March 2014.
Right.
This definition has led many investors to use the 1031 loophole to avoid short-term capital gains taxes. Income generated from coins held for less than a year are subject to income taxes between 10 and 37%, depending on personal income.
Income generated, which would mean when you sell the thing, when you
no,
cash it out to dollars.
You don't avoid taxes on those gains. You're deferring them until some future point in time.
Until you sell it and you collect the gain.
Yes.
Because until then, the value could go down.
It could.
Says income from coins held longer than a year trigger a capital gains tax of up to 24%.
Nevertheless, if you get income.
Yeah. Nevertheless,
we're not talking about income here.
They're calling gains. You know, like I buy Litecoin at $60, it goes up to $350. That's a gain, therefore considered income.
But it's not a gain until you cash it out. I wish we had Melanie with us.
It wasn't before, but it is now.
And on stock exchanges, okay, if you own shares in a company, and it goes up some amount, even if you don't sell the stock
they
at the end of the year, you count, that's a gain, and people wind up having to liquidate some of the stock to pay that.
Wow, that sucks.
Says, nevertheless, the Republican tax bill, let me repeat that again, the Republican tax, hold on, Republican tax bill limits the 1031 exemption to real estate, excluding digital assets entirely.
Will, do you have a problem with Republicans?
I have a problem with political parties in general, particularly the Republicans who parade around as being anti-tax and pro-free market, when in truth, they're slimy thieves just like the Democrats. The only difference is at least the Democrats want to spend my money on poor people more than they want to spend it on bombing poor people in other countries. Not a lot more, but at least a little bit more. Or at least they want to give my money to a bureaucrat, not to somebody to drop bombs in foreign countries. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of either party.
The Republicans want to fund bombing babies in other countries. In the Democrats want to fund killing babies in
this
American
country. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but they try to act like they're not. They try to act like they're anti-taxes. When the truth is, they're just as pro-tax as the other, and they're pro-spending. Oh, my God, Republicans.
Oh, as long as it's on the right thing. Each party has their own industrial interest groups behind them.
Exactly. And we're totally, and they've got, they both have their own respective voters on both sides totally hosed. So whenever I hear Trump signed Republican tax bill that takes more of your money, I just like to remind our largely conservative audience that many of which voted for Trump because he was supposed to fix our tax problems, not give us more taxes, that traders in cryptocurrency who weren't taxed before will now be taxed. Good on you for finding a way to target
it's a your
new
fair share
industry.
Now, Will. Come on.
Hey, man, this is my pocket that they're trying to put their hand into as well. So, says here, the Tax Act in Section 13303, it amends IRC Section 1031 to delete the word property and replace it with real property. So you can see that now I can no longer take the position that my Bitcoin to Litecoin exchange was a like-kind one under Section 1031. And I have to recognize the gain when I do it.
Now, wait a minute. So this sounds pretty bad. But ultimately, it's only for those people who are actually trying to report this 1031 thing in the first place. Right? So this 1031
if you get caught,
was some kind of an exemption.
They will come after you.
Yeah, well, of course they're going to come after you.
If you last year, only 800 people reported crypto gains on their taxes.
On the IRS,
Just in the Coinbase alone this year, the IRS got Coinbase to release records on 14,000 account holders.
Right,
and they're primarily going after people that have done more than $20,000 worth of trading. So if you, at this point, if you've had traded maybe a little more than one Bitcoin or Coinbase, you could get recorded on.
The toll-free number here is 855-450.
Stay away from Coinbase.
Free like freedom. Are the Chinese exchange is less likely to cooperate with the U.S. government, I wonder. And we're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you may join us right here if you dial in toll free. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here, you've got Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
Link Home Security. You can get a wireless home security system for probably less than what you might pay for one security camera in some other systems. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get 3 Blink cams there. You can get more than 3 if you want. It's up to you. The setup is super easy. If you've ever done any kind of home security system setup, you know it's a pain. You got to run wires, and that means drilling holes, running wires through walls, and all kinds of crap like that. With the Blink Home Security System, you don't have to do anything. You just unbox it, you pop the batteries into cameras, and then you set it all up with your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like your smartphone or your tablet, and it's done in a matter of moments. Super easy to do. Probably will take you longer to just unwrap and open up the packages than to do any of the rest of it. It's really fast. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get your Blink Home Security System. And of course, you can customize how they're set up as far as, you know, when are they monitoring, looking for motion, and how much video should they be sending you whenever they detect motion. You can decide those things. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Yes, sir.
I'm going to get one of those.
Are you?
Yeah, well, I'm getting a place down in New York City because I'm spending so much time down there.
Oh, God.
Schmoozing. I know. And
why are you paying for a place in New York City?
Well, because I have to meet so many investors down there while we're raising funds for our company.
Are you getting an apartment or an office?
Well, I'm splitting an apartment with some colleagues, mm-hmm. and it's just, you know, I'm spending so much money on Airbnb on these trips every other week down there. I'm saying I'm spending enough that I might as well be paying for rent.
It's actually cheaper to rent a place in New York City? I mean, I've heard it's super expensive there.
Well, it is, but it's not that bad.
If you're splitting it between multiple people.
Yeah, splitting it in multiple people, and when I'm not there, they're going to rent out my room there Airbnb and make some money back there.
Got it. So we were talking about the cryptocurrency trades that, Will, you're saying are possibly going to be taxed here in the United States based on this new Republican tax bill where they've eliminated some kind of a 1031 exemption. I guess there's certain people who have been telling the IRS...
Because they're stupid.
Well, they're scared, maybe, but they've been telling the IRS about their...
I really believe in paying my taxes. You know,
it's pathetic.
What do you call it?
You know,
my fair share.
No.
Some people are scared to death
it's
of the government.
Civic
you know?
Responsibility.
No, that's not.
Some people do it out of fear, right? Like, there's some people who actually like to pay taxes, but some people are doing it because they're afraid. So I'm not going to attribute one or the other to these folks. But I mean, I'm with you. Obviously, I don't think anybody should tell the IRS anything about their cryptocurrency exchanges. But for those who are or have been telling the IRS, they've been trying to...
Anyone should tell the IRS anything about anything they do.
I agree.
They don't know about it? Don't tell
them. It's none of their business.
Don't tell them.
But regardless, there are these people who have been in using this 1031 exemption, which had exempted like-for-like swaps, apparently.
It's not really an exemption. It's a deferment.
I see. And now they're saying no longer can you do that, and you've got to pay on like-to-like swaps right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if, say I had, I bought Litecoin at $60, it went up to $300, I sold it, there's a gain there. Now, I make a trade on that to Verge, and Verge doubles in value.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I didn't need to claim that, I needed to do anything. Now, it's taxable.
Well, not for you, you're an imam, so it's...
Yeah.
It's not taxable for you.
But it is for, just if you were just a day trader as a businessman.
For the average person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a day trader as a businessman, if you weren't working for like a nonprofit as an investor for a nonprofit, then you're going to have to go to the IRS and say, okay, I made a $3,000 or $300 gain. Here's your cut so that you don't come and have a man stick his gun. It just sounds so much like the mafia.
It's all it is. Anytime,
like,
any moves.
When you really talk about it, it's like, so if...
That's why my favorite novel is Snow Crash, because they made a very honest representation of government and mafia being competitive corporations in a free society where the government has to give up its sovereign power and becomes a competitive company, and their biggest competitor is
the mafia.
Mafia Inc.
That makes sense.
I've got a piece on this story as well, Will, from Fortune magazine. They're saying here that these in-kind exemptions can now only apply to real estate transactions. So that's the loophole that was closed. They claim that digital currency owners are currently obliged to pay taxes when they exchange it for dollars or physical goods. But the new rule now effectively means that all crypto transactions are a taxable event. This doesn't mean that everyone will heed the rule, especially as an IRS investigation revealed only 802 customers of Coinbase filed the 8949 form related to Bitcoin activity in 2015.
That's not 802 customers of Coinbase.
No?
Nationally.
That's total of all places.
All across the country.
In the U.S. For law-abiding investors, however, the process of reporting digital currency profits, which are taxed as ordinary income in the short term and as capital gains in the long term, will be arduous since Bitcoin exchanges have yet to provide customers with a 1099 form. These forms, which are used by brokerage firms like Fidelity, provide a summary of investment income and are given both to customers and the IRS.
Isn't that funny? I always heard, like, when the liberals are online or on TV, they're the ones that close tax loopholes, not Republicans. It's not Republican-written, passed and signed legislation that closes tax
loopholes. The liberals
are
just tax cheats.
It's the left. The left is the one that closes these loopholes to cheat the rich. Since when?
I mean, to me, this reporting requirement, this seems so arduous, so difficult to achieve because, I mean, I've got some, let's say I had some Dash and I had some, you know, Vertcoin or Verge or whatever. I don't remember at what price I bought those
things. That's why you need Coinbase to calculate it all for you.
I don't know where that all came from. Somebody gave me some Dash today.
What are we going to do when we find out that it was Coinbase or one of these other companies that are giving the government the ideas for these kinds
of
things?
You know it.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Is that not, that's what happened to Uber. Uber went from being this great, awesome, wonderful thing that was all about decentralization. And
to working with the state.
Yep. The government waved a little bit of money under their noses, and they were like, oh, what about that?
They're working with NASA on an air traffic control system for Uber's future flying taxis.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So how quickly, you know, a community can be sold out.
Well, and Coinbase was always bad from the very beginning.
Yeah, I remember being at a sell-off.
Well, I remember being at a Bitcoin convention. It was the very first one we ever went to back in, I think, 2013 out in California. And I was at a party that was sponsored by a company called Trade Hill. I think they've since gone out of business. But they used to be like a big Bitcoin brokerage where like big players, big fish could buy big amounts of Bitcoin.
Like $100,000 or more at a time.
Those kind of people, yeah. And so they were throwing a party at this convention. And the boss man of this Trade Hill company, the boss man of Coinbase, and some attorney and I were all standing around. And I was just listening as they were talking. And they were talking about how they wanted to create a white hat society of businesses that were super regulated and super compliant, and that they would create this organization of, you know, voluntary organization that would basically blacklist anybody who had any Bitcoin that came through a darknet marketplace. So if you, whether or not you actually were using the darknet market, they would somehow, like, they would know, oh, this Bitcoin that you now have, Will Coley, had at some point passed through a darknet market wallet, and so therefore you're a bad man and we don't want to do business with you. That's what they wanted to create, so they could then go to the government and see, hey, look, government, we're so obedient. We've created this group of good companies.
They're not the
companies.
Only ones. You know, last year, the family office venture capital guys I was working with in this spring came out with the Stokens.com paper about a SEC-compliant ICO method.
No.
And they've since evolved into their trying to organize a cryptocurrency industry self-regulating organization because, you know, they found out, for instance, the SEC really isn't a government department. It just has a monopoly on self-regulating the securities industry that's been granted by Congress. They're a private organization.
I wish the government would hurry up and die due to competition, but unfortunately they're going to be, it's going to be a violent death on the part of the state when we finally get rid of them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. They're not going to go quiet. It's free time.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live dial, toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Mike, and Will.
Of course, you can join us here and bring up whatever you want. You can also interact with us and other Free Talk Live listeners on our forum. It's relatively new, like within the last half a year. You can go and get signed up and get interactive there. Lots of different topics are being discussed, some of them show-related, others not at all. But you can go and get interactive for free over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a disturbing story as all these people are crowing about how great this tax bill thing has been. Well, apparently there's a bit of a loophole that's been closed for people who've been reporting their cryptocurrency trades to the IRS, which why you would do that, I don't know. But for those of you who have been, now apparently you can no longer avoid being taxed per trade, and now they are expecting you to pay a tax based on whatever gains you make in any given trade. Does that mean that you get a deduction if you lose? Like if you don't gain?
Of course not.
No?
No, of course not.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about taxes, so I couldn't I couldn't tell you how that stuff works. So people are going to, those who are obediently reporting to the IRS, they are going to be hit pretty hard, it sounds like.
I mean, I imagine you could, if you take some losses, you could do that to reduce your tax exposure.
Take losses and report them, you mean?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, and that would, you know, you could... That would counteract any other gains elsewhere, any other income, that sort of thing.
If you were paying taxes on those things. But again,
well,
if you're
on Coinbase and you do too much trading on Coinbase,
they might be coming for you.
You are going to get reported. I know I'm going to get reported, so.
Yeah.
Coinbase is not Bitcoin.
Coinbase is like the big bank, basically, of cryptocurrencies. They've got their perks, but you pay the price and
absolutely
total loss of privacy. And, of course, they're very obedient. They're going to turn over records to the government. I mean, to their credit, they did fight the IRS. When IRS came to ask for over 1 million account records.
And they narrowed it down to about 14,000.
Yeah, they fought it in court, and they got it down to 14,000.
So that's gets your lesser evil.
Yeah. I mean, they're a very obedient company, and there's a lot, I think, valid critique of Coinbase. But to say something nice about them, they do provide a way for people to get into cryptocurrency that is a relatively easy way for them to do it, meaning to connect a bank account and to simply just place an order.
And now to have a shift card connected to your Coinbase account if you're going to spend your crypto. I mean,
I love that idea. I got to say, you said you got one, right?
I have one. It's great.
Yeah.
And I even get like cash back in the form of Bitcoin.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
The shift card has a cash back?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much? 1%?
I think so.
Half a percent?
I haven't calculated it, but it's like a
little
enough. Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised about that because a lot of these Bitcoin debit cards that they have out there, they would never give you cash back because there's just not enough
margin.
It comes
back as crypto, and I'm like, oh, well, I'll put that back in there.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, I got to say, if I could get on Coinbase again, I would want one of those shift cards. I would totally want one of those because there's been these debit cards, these Bitcoin-fueled debit cards for years now. I remember when we first...
Yeah, but they're like preloaded cards.
Right. They change from the cryptocurrency, from Bitcoin, into U.S. dollars at the time that you load the card.
Right.
And so if the price of Bitcoin keeps going up, you don't benefit from that. So several months back, I put some Bitcoin, I converted it into U.S. dollars, onto the BitPay card that I have. Just because I like to have it, I don't really use it that often, but it's cool to just have it.
That has its purpose when you want to load it when Bitcoin's at a high price.
Yeah, but the problem is it keeps going up. The problem is the price of Bitcoin keeps going up, and so had I not loaded the card,
well,
then that would have been worth
it at 19,000, you would have been making some money with spending it at a low price in the last few weeks as it's been floating in the 15,000.
True, but over time it doesn't tend to go down. It tends to go up. And so, you know, the Coinbase shift card avoids that problem by holding the balance in cryptocurrency and only exchanging at the time in the amount that they need to exchange at the time of the sale. To me, they all should be like that, but they're not.
Yeah.
The only one that does that that I've ever seen is the Coinbase shift card. And unfortunately, I'm banned forever from Coinbase, so I can't.
You bad boy.
Man, I can't get one. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. But the good news is the folks over at BitPay are going to be rolling out Bitcoin Cash support soon. And that's supposed to be coming in early 2018, which is, I think, going to be a major game changer as far as retail, as far as businesses that are accepting cryptocurrency. Because when BitPay turns on Bitcoin Cash, they're going to enable it by default on all of their payments systems.
So many merchants have dropped Bitcoin in the past
like a bad habit
because of the increasing transaction fees.
Steam, for instance, was one of the big ones.
Yeah, and it's just it's really unfortunate, but it's, you know, it's too bad Core didn't consider that part of the
fallout.
Bitcoin. Yeah,
yeah. Well, are they stupid? I mean, these are obviously the smartest programmers in the world, but they don't seem to understand economics. I mean, hello, the fees are $30. You don't think that's going to be a problem? You don't think $5, $10 fees
are a
problem?
They've got their eyes on making Bitcoin into a world, a global international settlements currency for between national economies like gold was in the Bretton Woods era.
It's their intention to stop Bitcoin from being used by people.
Right.
So if you're not a super wealthy, you know, hotshot, big trader,
and that's what's making it a long-term store of wealth. So if you're not a national government or a central bank that's going to be making Bitcoin a reserve currency, then you're going to be either a high net worth individual or a family office or a pension fund or something like that. And so it's going to be money for the big people.
It's so sad. It's tragic.
What that means is the price is going to go through the roof.
Maybe.
So buy it.
I don't know. I mean,
and
look,
sell it when it goes.
You're not an investment advisor. You're not giving investment advice.
I'm not. I'm giving you gambling advice. I'm your bookie here. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the charts, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, it's always gone up over time, so it's probably going to keep going up. I mean, that seems like a safe thing to say.
Yeah, that's what they said about the stock market in the
20s, but too. There's no guarantee. Right. There's no guarantee that's what's going to continue to happen. I mean, I just don't understand why somebody would want to use Bitcoin as a settlement layer when every other cryptocurrency out there in the top 50 can do the exact same thing but faster. Like, if you want to hold wealth in something, there's dozens of other choices where you don't have to wait for 3 hours to get your transaction
through.
It's
a means of preserving national power in an age of blockchain.
What? Who's national power?
The existing governments.
How is Bitcoin helping them preserve
as an international settlements currency? Because there's only 21 million, mm-hmm. when one Bitcoin is, you know, $1 million per Bitcoin, yeah. and the transaction fee is $10,000, do you think any regular people are going to use Bitcoin?
No.
And if it's the international settlements currency,
but why would it be?
That's going to force anybody trying to do international trade to go through their government to make that exchange. And that's how you're going to wind up with a lot more regulation of international trade. And it's going to enable things like the UN to impose something they've been wanting to do for a while, which is a tax on every international financial transaction.
Okay, but I don't understand why somebody who wanted to send $1 million worth of a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin would even want to use Bitcoin. If it's $10,000 worth of Bitcoin to send some $1 million worth of Bitcoin somewhere, why wouldn't you just want to use Ethereum or Dash or, you know, one of these other ones where it's going to be a fraction of the cost to send the same amount? It doesn't make sense to
you. It doesn't make sense, but to the government, you know, they think they're going to be able to control the situation.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do to allow the government to control Bitcoin. Is that the official plan of Bitcoin Core, is to team up with
the
state?
That's what it seems like to me. You know, when I look at what they're doing and what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing from people, is that this is what's really going on.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I think that, only time's going to tell, right? You know,
I mean, why else would they behave the way they are?
The Bitcoin programmers?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard, and I don't know the level of truth of this, but I've heard that there's a big bank called AXA that spent like $100 million or $150 million to basically buy off the programmers of Bitcoin.
Oh, and Blockstream?
Yeah, to buy this Blockstream group, and they've essentially poisoned the programming pool and have turned them to their side, and that they're basically working for
the
big banks. That the Bitcoin has gone to the dark side and is basically a tool of the big banks now. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. But again, even if I were a banker, why the hell would I want to use Bitcoin? There's a dozen other currencies. Stellar Lumens are trying to be a bank-to-bank currency, and that's way cheaper to use. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.